2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you. Thank you and welcome back. I don't know why I was going to say thank you to you, Scott. Hey, Scott, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for all you've done today on the program. So much. It's been a long day, not necessarily for you. I mean, it has been for you because you're a Jazz fan. And so just
the longest day.
I had at least a little bit of a way to drown my sorrows, and that was with BYU Media Day going down there to Provo. So.
Did you miss me being there?
Did people miss you? They asked after you.
No, I'm saying, did you miss me? You didn't miss me.
Scott, people miss
Actually, you.
You
did not miss me. All right.
Here's the thing.
Never going back again.
Wow.
I'm never going back again.
I would suggest you do because people are like, so Scott's not here? And then I was like, I'm like making excuses for you. I feel like I'm a...
His car doesn't drive past the point of the mountain.
That's so dumb. Grew up in Springville. Come on. Yeah. I'm just telling
you. I go
you.
All the way around the west side of Utah Lake and come through Goshen.
Up the
through
west
Santaquin and Payson.
Like, you don't go through Heber or something like that to go through, because then you have to go through Provo.
No,
you
got to go through Provo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Goshen's nice this time of year. That's a good way to do it. All right. It's that time of the show, of course, where we get to some of our NFL stories. It's our NFL Roundup. Let's do it.
The Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, so there's some stuff in here that you're like really excited about rolling out here.
I'll tell you.
So give them to me. I want to hear what you got.
Le'Veon Bell, who has been this embattled running back, you know, was with the Pittsburgh Steelers and hated everyone there, and then he went to the Jets.
Embattled is one of those words that you're like, makes it sound like it would be a positive thing?
No, it's not.
No, I know, but I'm saying,
yeah.
And it's not good.
Yeah.
It's one of those that you go, so he's embattled?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, he's a bad dude.
No, he's in other words, he's in this struggle or conflict within his own situation.
Right.
And he went to the Jets and that was a disaster. And then he goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And you think, good, perfect fit. He's ripping on Andy Reid and leaving. So he signed a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Didn't play in the Super Bowl.
By
didn't
the way,
play
he was
in the,
cut. He was cut by the Jets.
Yeah.
Right. The Jets cut you.
Yeah. For obvious reasons now.
The Chiefs threw you a bone. You were cut by the Jets, and so where is the complaint being picked up here?
Well, his complaint is with Andy Reid. He goes, I will never play for him again. I'll never play for that team. I'll never, never, never,
by the
never.
Way, he didn't really play
very much.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't play you. You're not going to play for him because he doesn't play you and he doesn't want you on his team.
But it's Andy Reid. The guy wears a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, how can you not like Andy Reid? Like I don't hear any scuttle. I don't hear anything from people going, yeah,
right.
there's a public Andy Reid, and then there's a private. You know, he is who he is, and he's a good dude. And what did Andy Reid do? He just said, "Hey, I wish him well." You know, he says I had a great time when Le'Veon was ill, and really liked him and the whole thing. You know, sorry to hear that, and
you know
I wish him well.
You know what?
Now he may not really feel that way, but that's Andy Reid.
Scott, here's how I can explain this situation of Andy Reid and Le'Veon Bell to my wife. It's The Bachelor and The Bachelor. It's an episode of The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Of course it is.
I mean, if she doesn't want me, I hate her. She stinks. And then the gracious bachelorette who knows she's way better off if she does this. Listen, I had a great time tonight, but I didn't think it worked out, and I wish him well. Like, that's every episode of people being eliminated.
That's actually true. And that makes it worse.
I know.
It makes it a lot worse.
So pitiful.
It makes you feel like, oh, I'm really just,
you know what?
Yeah.
I wish that, like, they take the high road, and you were on such a low, low, low road. I mean, it's the same as, like, you know, it's like when Julio Jones was asked.
So you don't really wish them well.
No, you don't wish them well. No.
It's like bless his heart.
Sweet spirit, Le'Veon Bell.
Sweet spirit, bless his heart.
He can barely carry the football anymore. There was some Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady news that kind of trickled out, too, that I was also very interested in your thoughts on. Well, first of all, what happened?
Well, so they're in this match, right? The competition match
is
between
DeChambeau on
DeChambeau and Rodgers.
We're talking about two guys who are embattled,
Brady and Mickelson.
Right, there's two really likable guys, and there's two guys you're like, I don't know.
and so Tom Brady was asked about the Aaron Rodgers situation, and it was quite interesting his comment, because he's like, "Yeah, I don't get involved in giving Aaron Rodgers advice," and I, you know. He's got to do what's best for him, and everyone's work situation is different. And just reading between the lines, he's like, I do not agree with with one thing that he's doing. I don't believe Tom Brady. I think he's a guy that is just like, I just don't want to get involved in that
stuff.
Well,
He's done it all right. He's done everything right, it seems like. Right?
Tom Brady?
Yes.
Oh, 1,000%.
And so then he looks at Aaron Rodgers and he goes, what are you doing, man? But he's not going to mess up.
Not going
to
say
it. I love how he talks to
him.
Like,
I'm sure privately he probably gives him his own opinion.
On the course, dude.
And he's just like, be grateful for what you have.
Turn your mic off. I'm going to tell you something. Hey, man, listen. Figure this thing out, because you got to play football. I don't want to be in the league when you're at your peak kind of here and you're not playing. And here's the other thing about this. I love how they refer to their jobs like it's a factory job. They're like, you know, everybody's work situation is different. You know, you got to visit HR.
Like,
you know?
We have air conditioning in our building, and you don't. And
you know, sometimes you have a problem with the Coke machine. It's like, no, this is not this. It's not a work situation.
Every hour for 10 minutes.
I don't think that we could refer to it as a. I mean, it is their job.
Yeah.
But I mean, a work situation.
Well, you know, and they have a dress code too.
Oh, they do. And listen, they have a union. Yeah. They have a very, very powerful union.
Yeah. I don't know if the union's powerful.
All right, keep going. I like this. I like when you roll these stories out. It's very fun for me when you do that.
Okay, let's go with this one. Bucks season tickets are sold out already. Does that shock you?
Yeah, because Tampa's one of those places. I mean, they can't buy. I mean, people
aren't from Tampa Bay.
Right. And they
moved there.
Yes. Yeah. And like
same thing in Miami.
The Rays are amazing in certain years. And then they're all, wow, Bob Tropicana's got 13,000 people tonight. Yeah. And you're like, this is so what this
it's
is.
It's a
is
warm place, too. It's hard to sit still in a warm place.
But they never.
You sweat all over everybody.
Raymond James Stadium is nice. Yeah. I like it. And the Pirates
still
is fun.
Matter.
I know,
just,
but
hot.
But here's what I was going to say about this is they won the Super Bowl once before, and I don't think they sold out their tickets then.
No.
It's 100% to do with Tom Brady.
Well, there's an urgency.
Bruce Arians, right?
Another urgency.
Right.
Those guys aren't going to be around very long.
The clocks are ticking on this thing. So I just think, look, I'm just one of those. I'm a believer in the fact that Tom Brady has a lot more sway than we even thought. I mean, the 7-time champion. So let's take the break here. We'll come back. We got our 2-minute drill right around the corner. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us, KSL News Radio. 2-minute drill means the show's almost over. Please join us, would you?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.